Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, brought to you by myself, Nigel, sat in the studio just on my own, so I can just bring you all this music. And I started tonight with Necrofacility, with a track called Cuts, off their latest album, Wintermute. I've got to say, that album is, it's really grown on me. It's a really solid album. If you like that kind of thing, that's a well worth album to get. It's just high quality tracks all the way through. I think I'm just going to fill up a few future shows by playing the odd track off that album for the next foreseeable few months, I think, until we get really bored of it, until it's played to death, but I don't know how long that'll take. I'm still really enjoying it. Now, later in the show, I'll have the usual mix of a bit of news about releases and things, and gigs and clubs, and what's going on in the local area. But for the time being, I'm just going to continue with some tracks, and this next one is a band called Clicks.
Television and radio.
Still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Aria with Not the One from the second disc of the Flicker, the two disc version of the her album Flicker. Now, that's not a really recent track, but recently I was listening to a podcast. Now, this is a podcast by Matt Finale, who is Caustic. Now, he's currently doing a podcast, and I'd highly recommend it. It's called Caustic's Detox, and the topics vary. Half the time he's talking to some musician he knows. Other times he's just going and playing tunes he likes from, you know, sometimes a particular genre of music, I believe. He did one recently on Britpop, which it's just great stuff. And I've listened to a few of these podcasts, and they're all really good. And if you like listening to how Matt just waffles on about stuff and plays a lot of cool tunes, it's definitely worth checking out. Anyway, in the most recent one I was listening to, he was talking to Eric Gottesman from Everything Goes Cold, the man behind Everything Goes Cold, and there was mention of the history of Everything Goes Cold, and Eric mentioned that one of the first things he did as Everything Goes Cold was a remix on the remix disc of the two-disc version of Flicker. I didn't actually know at that point that a two-disc version of Flicker existed, let alone it having an Everything Goes Cold remix on the second disc. So I went out and dug out the second disc of that. Now, it's available from, well, the first place I looked was the Amazon MP3 store, and it's available as a download. You don't have to buy the first disc again. I've already got that. So, great, I could just buy the second disc. Brilliant. So, went through that. That's actually a really solid disc to play, even though, there's, you know, it's quite dated now. It's at least a whole album ago from Aria, and that, you know, we're talking a good few years now. It was one of the first albums that got me into Aria, and it's well worth a listen. Loads of really good remixes and things like that. And that's where that track comes from. That's Not the One. Whew, that's a bit of a roundabout waffle on how I dug out that track. I'll try and keep you informed of how I come across things, because I think it can be fascinating how you accidentally stumble upon a track and go, oh my God, this is great. And there's a bit more waffle in the previous two tracks. Before that, we had Control Collapse with a track called Prisoner. Now, I got that from Worldwide Electronics Volume 1, but I believe Control Collapse have also done stuff at this year's Kinetic Festival, so I've no doubt got something from them at on the Kinetic CD, the Kinetic Volume 4 CD that got released as part of the festival. And before that, we had a band called Clicks with a track called TV. Now, that track came off Advanced Electronics Volume 8. Now, I've played a couple of tracks by TV now, that you know, one a good few weeks ago, and that one now. Now, I've only got a couple of tracks by Clicks. I'm not quite sure where they've come from or who they are, and I've only ever found their tracks on compilation albums, so I thought I'd do a bit of research today, and discovered, by sheer coincidence, Clicks appears to be a side project of Control Collapse. they're basically trying to do things in a more kind of polished poppy, synth poppy way, rather than the darker electronics of Controlled Collapse, which I just think is brilliant. Two bands that are kind of slowly getting into realise they're coming from the same direction. Also, Klix is working on a new album at this very moment, recording it. So it's not a band I've completely missed. It's a band that somehow are just breaking through. Now, they've been going from something like 2007 in various guises. So it's just taking them a while to get their first album out. And it seems that my previous Googlings weren't a complete failure, because their main website, where I got most of my information, has only actually existed from a couple of weeks ago. So it's quite odd how sometimes bands can appear and disappear in the blink of an eye, and other times they can just take quite a while to find their feet and get going and make an impact, and they just kind of turn up subtly. So they're two bands I'm definitely keeping a good eye on, Klix and Controlled Collapse, two top bands. All right, I think I'll probably run through some local news now. The first bit of news is a kind of two-parter. It's the fact that the Zoo Bar is closing. The Zoo Bar here in Bradford, where Cafe Noctum's usually run, is closing. And it's closing, unfortunately, before this month's Cafe Noctum. Now, after a couple more songs, I'll run down the gigs and clubs, and I'll tell you all the details about what's going on. Cafe Noctum has got a new venue for this month, so that's all good. I'll give you those details in a short while. But yes, we have unfortunately no more Zoo Bar from this point on. What else have we got? A band called Cyberdyne that I've played two or three times on the show now. They're essentially saying they've got some more tracks and they're ready to release them, but they'll release them for free. They're just after Facebook likes. They're trying to raise their profile. They want loads of people to like them on Facebook to do that. And when they hit a certain amount, I think the next track gets released when they hit 500 likes. So it's up to you. If you like them and you want to show that and hopefully get them to release more tracks, go to facebook.com/CyberdyneUK. I think I've got some of their stuff with me, so I'll play some of that later in the show. What else is interesting? Uberbyte, they've done a cover of The Cure's Love Song. Now, when I say cover, let's call it a slight reimagining as well as a cover. It's quite different, but you can go and download that for free if you want. So if you go to uberbyte.net/lovesong, you can go and get a Cure cover from them. Sounds good to me. Free music is always good. And in a similar vein of free music, Gary Newman is letting out some of his music that is coming out on his forthcoming album. Now, he's got a forthcoming album due on September the 5th on Mortal Records called Dead Sun Rising. Now, he's released a 2:20 clip of one track of that album, which isn't great. It's a great track, but it's not, you know, like a full track, so it's really awkward to play it on the radio. But if you want to go and hear what Gary Newman's sounding like now, go to artrocker.tv, and then you click in the news section. You've got to scroll back a little bit. It'll be falling off the bottom of the page, so you might have to click down a bit or something like that. Or next page, a couple of times to get to the bit mentioning Gary Newman, and you'll find the 2:20 clip to download. So you can actually listen what Gary Newman's sounding like before. Well, he's got a couple of appearances coming up. He's got an appearance at Deviate Festival in York, which I'm really looking forward to now Gary Newman's on the lineup. I was really excited before now, but now I'm really, really excited. So that's late July. And then early September, I believe he's doing a various tour. So I think he's hitting Leeds. I'm going to call it Town and Country Club, but it's O2 Academy Leeds now. In my brain, it's pretty much always Town and Country Club. I nearly got that wrong, actually. That's quite double negative of me. Okay. So, yes, so we've got gigs by him coming up soon, and, well, soon in the next couple of months, and you can actually hear what his new stuff's starting to sound like, so it's all good stuff in that respect. Right, that's been a bit of waffling from me, so I'm going to just continue with some tunes. This is another free download. This was released as a free download from the Vampire Freaks website. I don't know if it's still a download. It's well worth checking out if it is. It's by Be My Enemy, which is a project by Phil Berry of Cubanate fame. And this is called Eyes Set to Kill. To kill. are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard their Cyberdyne with Feeling. That's from their free EP that you can download. I believe it's from their Reverb Nation part of the web. So go to reverbnation.com, search for Cyberdyne or Cyberdyne UK, I can't remember which it is, and you can download a bunch of tracks of theirs for free. And if you like that, it's all good stuff like that. Before that, we had a promo from Alter de Rune with a track called I Am Drugs from their forthcoming album There's Always One More Son of a Bitch, which is due out soon. That's all they've said. They said that a month or so ago. No idea when we're going to get it. Looking forward to it a lot. That and the other track I've got on promo, very, very good. I've been playing them on the show a little bit, so you'll hear both of them at some point if you listen to the show. So, yeah, looking forward to new Alter de Rune stuff whenever it arrives, but hopefully soon. And before that, we had Be My Enemy with Eyes Set to Kill. That's from a free download from Vampire Freaks. It's an EP called Shot by Both Sides. I've no idea if it's still a free download. It certainly was a few months back when I downloaded it. It's not something I go back to and check after I've downloaded it the once, but these are all official downloads by the bands, letting you get their material for free just so you can hear them. And I'm letting you know that that's where I get some of my stuff from. I get some of my stuff on promo. I buy a lot of my stuff, to be honest. It's not all freebies for me, but it's very nice to hear bands putting stuff out that can gain them new fans that's out there on the internet. That's how a lot of people hear this stuff. Right, I think it's time to run down the gigs and clubs in the local area for the next couple of weeks or so. And coming up this Saturday, on the 18th of June, we've got the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. So third Saturday of the month, like usual. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's £5 on the door, and it's got two rooms of stuff. One big room of kind of goth, cheese, rock, bit of everything going on in there, and the other room with more kind of bouncy, electronically hard, dancey stuff, the Mutate Room, which is always good. And more information about that can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, on Saturday the 25th of June, we have Carpe Noctem. Now, this has a venue change. Due to the Zoo Bar shutting down, this is as a one-off being held in Bradford Rios. Now, the timings for this are 7:30 p.m. till 2 a.m.-ish, and it's got some live bands. It's got Grooving in Green, Asmovel and Siamese Twist. Now, the doors open at 7:30, the bands start at 8, and you get DJs from about 10:30, 10:45-ish till, well, whenever it shuts, I guess, 2 a.m. was what I just read out. And more information about that can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. After that, I believe Carpe Noctem will be taking a break for the summer. They'll go try and return in the autumn, probably at a new venue. No details on date or venue yet. That's probably all to be worked out. But I'll let you know as soon as I know anything on that front. But they're basically taking the summer off. So there you go. gothupnorth.co.uk to find out more information about Carpe Noctem. Following that, on Saturday the 2nd of July, there's a few things going on worthy of note. There is The Flock at the Library Pub in Leeds with some bands. It's got The Marching Men and The Big Snakes Mystery Orchestra. That's a tricky name to read out. And supported by Action Direct. Now, again, doors are 7:30, first band at 8, and club night will go on from 10 p.m.-ish onwards. More information can be found out about that at www.sheepish.net. There's also, in Leeds, a phono reunion. No, that's... I'll come to that in a minute, actually. There's also in Leeds Revolution. Now, this is a night in Sheffield at the Corporation, and it's second birthday. And for that, it's got some great bands playing. It's got Straftans, Terra Locust and Surgeon. Three bands, one of which I've seen before, Straftans, and they're great. Terra Locust, really want to see live. I've been playing some of their stuff, and a very good sounding album I've got off them. And Surgeon, apparently they've got an album out that I haven't heard yet, but I've got a promo from them. Again, great stuff. They're based from Scotland, Glasgow, I believe. Very good stuff. Well worth checking out all three bands if you get them the opportunity at all. All three on the same stage for £10 in advance. Sounds great to me. Followed by the Revolution Club Night. So I'm definitely going to try and get to that one. More information can be found out about that gig at corporation.org.uk. And like I mentioned almost earlier, on Friday the 8th of July, there's going to be a phono reunion party. Now, this seems to happen once every 6 months or so at whatever venue they can find. So this one's happening at The Wire in Leeds. And this is essentially DJs from the phono, the days of the famous phono graphique club in Leeds, where a lot of kind of goth and underground music really took off in the 80s and 90s. shut now, unfortunately, but the DJs are still around, and there's people who go to these nights who are still around. In fact, loads of people go to the reunion nights just for its eclectic mix of 80s, 90s kind of dark alternative music. They don't actually have to have been there in the slightest. So that runs from 10 p.m. till late, and more information can be found by searching for Phono Reunion on Facebook. But again, that's great kind of club night for your dark alternative-y type night out. Right, I think it's time for more tunes again. Here's some Cobby Crest. We'll be right back. I'd just like to thank you for listening. This has been Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard the Combi Christ with Follow the Trail of Blood from Making Monsters, the latest Combi Christ album, which hasn't got the warmest of reviews, but to be honest, I think it's one of the strongest ones in recent times. Not for just club hits, but for actually structure of an album kind of thing. So a very strong album from Andy's successful shouty project, really. And I'm going to leave you tonight with a couple of tracks. Firstly, I'm going to play you some noise effects with the classic Hit Me Hard. And following that, I'm going to play some Edge of Dawn with something from their latest album, which is, again, turning out to be a really strong album. I keep pulling it out and playing it over and over, and it doesn't wear out. So anything that gets you through the night, and the track is Beyond the Gate. Well worth checking out both of those. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Good night, and I'll be back in a fortnight. Cheerio.
Get me hard and get me fast. So close, and I've